From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Pakistan meeting with civilian and military leaders. On the plane to Islamabad, he said he wants to communicate a long-term U.S. commitment to Pakistan. But Pakistan's leaders have often bristled at U.S. pressure to combat militants and terrorists, partly because of widespread anti-American feeling in the population. Gates said he is concerned about that.
We are concerned about manifestations of anti-Americanism in the country, problems with our visas and harassment of our people.
Pakistan has been reluctant to confront the Afghan Taliban in its territory. Analysts say Pakistan sees the Afghan Taliban, which harbored Osama bin Laden before the 9/11 attacks, as a tool to blunt its old rival India's influence in Afghanistan. Hope is all but gone that more earthquake victims will be found alive in Haiti. More than a week after the quake there, medical supplies are finally getting through. But NPR's Jason Beaubien says hospitals, both established and temporary, have a ways to go before they're operating smoothly.
They still are trying to sort out their supplies, their emergency rooms, where they're going to be doing surgery. Those types of things are happening. These facilities are getting up and running, but it's in this phase of still getting things up and running, and they're not quite there yet.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. Former Senator John Edwards has admitted he is the father of a young girl who was born to a woman who worked on his presidential campaign. Edwards had earlier confessed to having an affair with the woman, but until now, he denied paternity. Here's NPR's Adam Hochberg.
Edwards, the 2004 Democratic vice presidential nominee, issued a written statement admitting that he fathered Frances Quinn Hunter, who's now almost 2 years old. The girl's mother, Riel Hunter, worked on Edwards' 2008 presidential campaign. The former senator previously admitted to having an affair after the National Enquirer published allegations about the relationship. But for more than a year, he denied he was the girl's father. Instead, one of his campaign aides claimed paternity. Now, as the campaign aide prepares to release a tell-all book, Edwards finally has admitted that he himself is Quinn's father. In his new statement, Edwards said he'll do everything in his power to provide Quinn with the love and support she deserves. He said he's truly sorry to those he hurt. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
NBC says it has reached an agreement with Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien for his exit from the show and Jay Leno's return. The deal is reportedly worth $45 million to O'Brien and his staff. Leno's experiment with an earlier primetime show flopped and stations clamored for a change. The government says new claims for unemployment benefits rose unexpectedly last week, partly because claims delayed during the holidays were pushed through after the new year. This is NPR News. An insider from the successful Proposition 8 campaign to ban same-sex marriage in California is expected on the witness stand today at the trial challenging the measure. Lawyers defending Proposition 8 at the trial in San Francisco did not want him to testify, as Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports.
Opponents of California's ban on same-sex marriage need to prove that Prop 8 was rooted in prejudice and animosity toward gay people. Today, they plan to question one of the measure's five official proponents. Dr. William Tam falsely warned Asian Americans that the gay agenda included legalizing sex with children. He also said other states would fall into Satan's hands unless Prop 8 passed. Attorneys defending Prop 8 tried to block Dr. Tam's testimony, saying he had very little to do with the campaign or convincing Californians to vote yes. But last year, Tam told the judge he dedicated the majority of his time in 2008 helping get the measure passed. He'll be the first and perhaps only Prop 8 campaign operative to testify in the trial. It's expected to wrap up next week, with the judge's decision coming later this year. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Massachusetts Republican Senator-elect Scott Brown makes a round of courtesy calls in Washington today on his soon-to-be colleagues after upsetting Martha Coakley by appealing to independents and disaffected Democrats. Brown is set to visit the 2008 Republican presidential nominee John McCain, other Republican leaders, and his Democratic colleagues John Kerry and Paul Kirk, who was appointed to the Senate after Ted Kennedy died. Democrats are adjusting to the new reality of no supermajority in the Senate. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.